You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschooling Kids Weekly Leader Training, helping you teach your kids the big story of the Bible.
Welcome back to the Weekly Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. This week, Karen and I will cover Unit 22, Session 4, Jesus Healed a Man Who Was Blind. Love this story.
It's a good one.
This is a good one. What is this one about?
Well, Jesus gave sight to a man who was blind from birth, as a picture of our spiritual blindness apart from him.
Yeah, that blind from birth is not an unimportant detail.
Yeah, I feel like it's super important.
Yeah, because that's what he says later. So this is the man who Jesus heals. He's able to, the disciples see him, and they say, wait a minute, this guy was born blind. Who sinned that he was blind? Mm-hmm. And that, of course, is going to a Jewish thinking of that day, and it's still common today, that all infirmities were because of sin directly. You connect it somehow.
Yeah.
So they're confused. Wait a minute. How could you sin in the womb to be born blind, or was it his parents who sinned? But then why is it fair that he suffered for it? So they're trying to reconcile this theology, this flawed premise.
Yeah.
And Jesus says, no, he wasn't born blind for those reasons. He was born blind for this moment.
Yeah, so that, Jesus drops the mic.
Yeah, so that God can be glorified through his blindness. So we don't know how old this man was, but say he was 30 years old or something. He was blind for that length of time just for this moment so that God could use him, and used him mightily he did. So then he's healed, and then the leaders, the Jewish leaders, freak out, of course. Mm-hmm. Another miracle.
They always do.
Yeah, and it's a Sabbath. What's going on here? Really funny interchange goes on to a degree. Funny for us reading it, not funny for him. He's thrown out of the temple. His parents are called in. And so this man, then he encounters Jesus, and Jesus reveals who he is. So great, great story.
Good stuff. For
Anything needing caution or extra prep time?
Yeah, we touched on this last week, but I want to bring it up again. And I also want to, well, let me say it first. You want to get in the habit of using person-first language. So instead of saying the blind man, you would say the man who is blind. So you'll notice as we write that, we do that intentionally because we don't want a person to be defined by their disability, but we want to put them as a person first. And then two, along those lines, we want to be super sensitive to children or leaders in our class that have a disability, and we want to focus on the healing and not the disability itself. But I would encourage you, we talked about this extensively last week. If you didn't listen to last week's training, I would strongly encourage you to go back to listen to at least the first part of that, where we unpack this quite a bit more.
Definitely. Yeah, if you've not heard it, I think you can probably jump into the episode. If you don't want to listen to the whole thing, jump in a few minutes in, and it's probably about 5 or 7 minutes in the middle section that you want to listen to.
Good guessing. We'll have to check you afterwards and
see
if it's
accurate. Yeah, I'm probably totally way off. One thing I would say also is, and I hope our leaders do this every week, I hope they read the bigger passage behind this, that they don't just read what we put in the leader guide, because we have to trim it down for size, for content. And so I hope they look at the Bible text itself. This is a great example of why that's so helpful. Like, a lot of the details I just shared are not in the story itself that we present. But as
preschool
a leader,
in particular,
as a leader, we want to know these. We want to teach from the overflow. Mm-hmm. We want God to stir our affections. We want to be in awe, right?
Yeah.
And so reading the text itself, but also this helps us to understand a little bit better. Maybe there's some details or nuances that you think it's important to bring to bear as a leader. Well, you're not going to see those unless you're reading the text itself. There's a lot to this story.
For sure.
There are many great details that are important. And again, there's a fun story here. I mean, there's tension, there's drama, there's humor and sarcasm, and I think it's so helpful to see this man progress. So he progresses from understanding who Jesus is simply as this guy that healed him to being the Savior. So I would encourage you, be sure that you're reading the scriptures supporting these stories.
Yeah, I just want to affirm that too. Just, I know that as, we're trying to keep the stories age appropriate as far to time wise. Mm-hmm. We know that kids' attention spans are limited. So that's why we have to leave out some details. But you may have kids ask questions that the fuller passage, like in the actual Bible, would answer. So I really do think it's great if you can actually look at the scriptures. I know that as we edit and look through the lessons, I'm going back and forth like with the actual passage in the Bible versus our Bible story that we present. So definitely a good tip.
And let me jump off. We said this before, but it's a good time to say it again. This is why also you always want your Bible open as you teach.
For sure, yes.
Not only do we want to show kids these come from the Bible, even if you read the story that we suggest, you want the Bible being open, but also for this reason, you want to be able to point to Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
So always, always, always lead with your Bible open.
Yeah, most definitely. And just the more kids can see you holding the Bible, the more they're going to understand, especially the little guys, this comes from the Bible, not that little spiral-bound leader book or printout. Yep. My teacher has. Okay, jumping into some of the details of the session, the preschool leader guide got another fun, messy activity for you this week. We are making mud dough with some potato flakes. And so not only is this going to be messy, but it's probably going to look really gross. But again, I just want to encourage you to do it, to go for it. Your preschoolers are going to have a blast. I guarantee they're going to go home telling their parents they made this mud dough, and it's going to help them remember that Jesus put mud on this guy. Jesus is so cool in how he does different things, heals people different ways. But anyway, and as they're playing with it, it gives you a lot of time for Bible conversation.
Yeah.
And actually, let me kind of go off that a little bit. You know, I think a lot of times in preschool classrooms, we're tempted to just kind of hang out, let them do the activity, let them have fun, maybe talk to our co-teachers. But really, you always want to be pointing the conversation back to the Bible story. Just any way you can bring it back up, ask them questions, reinforce the Christ connection. That's why we give you those says there. We write them that you would use them after the activity, but really, I know when I teach, I try to talk it through as we're doing the activity. So you always want to use, especially when they're engaged with this mud, for you to talk about the Bible story with them.
Yeah, we have about an hour with them. I mean, some may have an hour and a half or so, but just roughly an hour once a week with our kids. We know this. Mm-hmm. This is why parents are primary disciplers, because they have so much more time.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not squander the time we have. Yeah, use it well, use it fully. Go home and get a nap.
Yeah, yeah.
Afterward, because, you know, wear yourself out.
You should be worn out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. My pastor used to say, lay it all out on the field, you know, so definitely do that. Also, another way to lay it all out on the field is to finger paint in chocolate pudding with your babies and toddlers. That is one of our activities. So I love this activity. It's taste safe, obviously, chocolate pudding. But again,
do your allergy alert.
Yeah, definitely post your allergy alert. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and you definitely want to closely supervise, too.
Yep.
Probably cover some pretty little dresses if needed. Yeah, I think it's a fun activity for babies and toddlers, and I think you should go for it. So, but be prepared.
Yeah. And I'm going to mention one activity in the Younger Kids Leader Guide this week. There is one that has an eye test, which makes sense, of course. We're talking about somebody who could not see. So the suggestion is you actually take either you make an eye chart or you print one off and you put it up and have the kids test their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Two things about this. One, if you teach, especially the youngest of the younger kids, some of them may not be comfortable reading yet, even if it's just letters. And so maybe think about your group. Maybe you can use shapes or something instead. If you think it's going to be intimidating or some are still learning and so forth, they might be embarrassed because they don't know what that letter is. Again, especially if you teach the youngest of these preschoolers or these younger kids. The other thing, though, is this. If you have a kid who seems like they're struggling to read the letters, can't see them, talk to their parents.
True.
You know, if you see, wait a minute, this kid may need glasses, make a note and don't point it out. Don't embarrass the kid in the spot or whatever.
For sure, yeah.
But make a note to like either talk to their parents after church or send an email or something and say, hey, you might want to go get them professionally tested.
True. I'm not a doctor, but I play
exactly.
one at church. Yeah.
Didn't sleep at Holiday Inn Express last night, but your kid could not read that giant Q.
Yeah. Fine.
All right, so what are we excited about God potentially doing through this session besides eyesight tested by kids?
Well, I love in the CSB version how Jesus responds when the disciples asked, if the man was born blind because of sin. Brian was talking about this earlier, but he says, this came about so that God's works might be displayed in him. And I am so excited about kids learning that God loves to take what looks to us just like a hopeless situation, and he turns it around and he uses it for his glory. And I just think there is nothing better than that to equip us, children alike, to deal with the harsh realities of life, knowing, you know, back Romans 8:28, you know, that God is working all things for together for our good and his glory. And I know that has just, the knowledge of that has helped me, you know, deal with hard things. And I think for a kid to grow up with that, we're really equipping them to handle the complexities and harsh realities of life.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, Karen. I had the same kind of takeaway. As I said before, I love the story. Mm-hmm. The reason I love the story is because it was so meaningful to my wife and me when we found out about our daughter. So she was still in the womb, and we had ultrasound, sonogram, whatever, whichever test it is, done. And that's when they found out she did not have, at that time, they thought just a foot, end up being more of the leg. But that reeled us. I mean, that we were expecting this. She's our second child, so we were expecting another completely healthy, fully formed child. That was our expectation of God, unfairly. and so it threw us this big curveball. And as we were kind of struggling, coming to terms, what does this mean? What is our life going to look like? And you know, will I be able to walk her down an aisle on her wedding day? You know, all these questions start to filter. And so as we're processing, God used this passage, this story, so beautifully for us to remind us that she is a gift from God. She is just the way God intended her to be, and her life will bring him glory. This man born blind, and again, however long he was going through, I'm sure that was not an easy life for him. And I'm sure, you know, there are days he's like, why me?
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm guaranteeing you, when we see this man in heaven and ask him, was it worth it? He will resoundingly say, by all means. We still talk about this man.
So true. Amen.
He is impacting people's lives today. And he said, 30 years of blindness, however long it was.
Yeah.
Well worth it. Well worth it. And so that's a message we want our kids, not only if they have a limb difference or some kind of other infirmity or whatever, but all of our kids need to hear this, that God made them the way they are for a reason, and he wants to use them for his glory and impact eternity.
For sure.
What a great, great message we can tell our kids this week.
Amen.
All right, so let's wrap up there. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We hope that you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids and preschool. For more helpful resources, visit gospelproject.com.